This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Four.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yes, indeed. And hopefully you've got your sunblock on today, because today, dun, 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 is the summer solstice, which it could be any day between the 20th and the 22nd. My mom and dad got married on the 22nd, so that was the year that they got married. That was the year that was the summer solstice, but it varies a little bit. And it is today. It's the longest day of the year. The day of sunlight goes about 17 hours. I think my mother has always laughed and said that the reason that they got married on the summer solstice is because it was the shortest night of the year, which means their marriage was doomed from the beginning. But that's a different story. And I have to tell you my favorite part about this story. I thought maybe we'd talk about today, except we didn't put it on Facebook, so you're going to have to call if you want to do it today, is what are your plans for the summer? Do you have any great plans for the summer? So the summer solstice, the word itself means sun stands still, which it doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. First of all, the earth rotates around, but the idea was the sun stood still because it was light for so long, especially in the northern hemisphere and with the druids and stuff like that. And everybody goes to Stonehenge, which I've actually been to, which is one of the spookiest places I've ever been, the Salisbury Plains. It's north of London. And because they have these huge monolithic stones, you've seen pictures of it, even if you haven't been there. And it's in the middle of nowhere. There's a church, there's a monastery nearby, but that's because of Stonehenge. And the idea is that the huge monoliths are not from there. The stone had to be schlepped from somewhere much further away. And these are not little boulders. You know, these are big, heavy tonnage. So the question is, where'd they come from? And how'd they get them there? And who put them there? And why'd they put them there? And it turns out that, you know, I knew some of this because I'll tell you the funny part, why I'm giggling. Because in theory, a summer solstice isn't a source of merriment necessarily, is that there's only one day a year where the solstice lines up, so the sun shines directly in the middle of this assemblage of these huge monolithic stones. Okay, that's not the funny part. The funny part is here, I'll just quote it for you. The rising sun only reaches the middle of the stones one day of the year when it shines on the central altar. They misspelled altar. They spelled it like a tailor, A-L-T-E-R. It's L-A-T-A-R. And even if you take into account British spelling, it's still a mistaken thing. It reminds me, at one point I've told the story that I worked for the Redevelopment Authority in Boston. I was head of social services. And so I had a whole bunch of social service agencies that had to report to me and had to send me reports. Written reports. And the Boston Center for Old Americans said that we had to think of elderly citizens outside of the mold. Guess how they spelled mold? M-O-U-L-D. They meant M-O-L-D, like Jell-O, but they did it like, and I thought it was.
Yeah, I was going to
guess. Exactly. The most extraordinary Freudian slip that all elderly people are moldy. What can I do? Alrighty. So at any rate, so they misspelled altar. And the idea that they assumed that it was, like, for human sacrifice, among other things, which is a little grim. Stonehenge gets about 20,000 visitors each year. They said pagans and non-pagans congregate to see the sunrise in the morning and welcome in the summer. And this year there's a strawberry moon. A strawberry moon is named after, apparently, the notion of an Algonquin tribe that collected strawberries this time of year, and the idea being that the sun and the moon, that the moon is relatively low in the sky at this time of year, especially, so you've got both the sun and the moon visible at the same time. And because the moon is relatively low on the horizon, and there's a fair amount of humidity, it looks amber. So it's not only that strawberries apparently just do very well this time of year, but that also looks vaguely strawberry. I've been noticing there's been a fairly full moon for, I think today is actually the full moon, but it's looking like it's approaching the full moon. There's some months where the moon seems to be nearly full for a long period of time, and some days where it sort of just pops up at you. But so today is the beginning officially of summer. So there you go. Alrighty. It started at 22:34, which would be 10:34 Greenwich Mountain Time. So I think we have a little bit of time to go before it actually is officially summer. And the winter solstice doesn't happen until December 21st, so it's a little bit late. So for those of you who are welcoming summer, you got a little bit of time to wait, but today's the day. Don't wait till tomorrow or my mom on the 22nd. I have to call her up and give her the bad news that it's early this year. So those are kind of fascinating, fun facts, don't you think?
Sure.
Yeah, no? I love the fact they misspelled altar.
Can't make that up.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's this big official site. Today is National Vanilla Milkshake Day. It's National American Eagle Day. Did you know that killing a seagull is a federal crime?
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. The only reason I know this, I lived in a beachside community in Massachusetts for a while, and every once in a while somebody would find a dead seagull on the beach. And one of them, somebody actually brought it home and was going to stuff it, and the feds knocked on their door. A serious fine. I don't know why. They're not endangered. I don't know. I guess maybe the seagulls have a very strong lobbying effort. It's ice cream soda day, which seems a much better idea to me than a vanilla milkshake. There you go. Today's kind of a historic day, in addition to being the beginning of summer for us. In this day in 1782, the Great Seal of the United States was adopted. So there you go.
Hmm.
On this day in 1787, Oliver Ellsworth moves at the Federal Convention to call the government the United States, as opposed to ex-British. I don't know what else they would have called it. On this day in 1943, the Detroit race riot breaks out and continues for three more days. Did you even know there was a Detroit race riot in 1943?
No idea.
I didn't either. See, that's one of the things about these little historical things, is it really does give you a perspective, because we assume, like, the L.A. riots, right, were a product of the time and that civilization is taking a leap forward. So, but one of the things about looking at history is that you see the patterns, and you also understand what's unique and what's pretty, unfortunately, common. You're too young to know this, and I was not around when it began, but on this day in 1948, the Ed Sullivan Show makes its television debut. Toast of the Town, it was called. He was a journalist, I think, and an unlikely candidate for television in that he had essentially no neck. But he was kind of like Johnny Carson in that he brought out the best in people. I think he was a writer, but he made no bones about not being an entertainer. He was just good at getting other people on. And he had the Beatles on for the first time. He had Ed Sullivan on. He had Elvis Presley on. And the story about Elvis Presley, but even if you didn't see it, you should know the story, is he said that he would only shoot from the nipples up, that he felt that Elvis was obscene, and he swiveled his hips, so shot him from the nipples up. He's also the one that supposedly banned Jackie Mason. Jackie Mason tells a story in his one-man show that Ed Sullivan thought he threw him the bird, and so he banned him from television. And Ed Sullivan was powerful enough that if you got banned, you were off for a very long time. And he said he never did it. I don't know how you confuse. Maybe he was just waving to him. I don't know. One-finger salutes are a little easy to misinterpret, I guess. On this day in 1963, the red telephone link was established between the Soviet Union and the United States following the Cuban Missile Crisis, the idea being that these two superpowers should be able to get in touch with each other to avoid a World War III with nuclear weapons. Good plan. 855-993-7569. Call up and tell me your plans for the summer. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. There are a couple more sort of day in histories that seem completely relevant. I don't know, not necessarily to solstice, but to our sort of ongoing paranoia, I guess, about the government, among other things. On this day in 1972, this, can you all say, do you know who Rosemary Woods is?
Name's not familiar.
Okay, because you're a baby. Mm-hmm. The idea is she was Nixon's secretary, and she was the one who took it. She took one for the team and said she accidentally erased 18 and a half minutes because Nixon recorded everything.
Right.
There's an 18-and-a-half-minute gap in the tape of the conversation between Nixon and his advisors regarding the recent address of his operatives while breaking into the Watergate complex. So poor Rosemary. I mean, right, can't you just figure this, kind of this sweet little old lady who'd been his secretary forever, I think she had actually had gray hair in a bun, and she gets to be the fall guy for accidentally erasing it. I hope she at least got flowers on Mother's Day or something. I don't know. Well, you know, that's the whole thing about the new movie about Elvis and Nixon, which is actually terrific. It's Kevin Spacey does the best Nixon you've ever seen. He doesn't look like him, but he's got everything down. And then Michael Shannon plays Elvis. And there is no tape recording of that, surprisingly enough. But there is the picture. And so they made this movie around the notion of the picture. It's actually great fun. On this day in 1975, Jaws was released, becoming the highest-grossing film of the time and starting the trend of films known as summer blockbusters. The current summer blockbuster is animation, although Jaws, have you ever seen Jaws?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's scary. Mm-hmm. It really holds up pretty well.
And Roy Scheider is great.
Yeah, and Richard Dreyfuss, and not to mention the shark. When he opens that hold and the shark jumps out at you, I don't know anybody who hasn't screamed. Even guys scream. But that was a summer where there were something like 800 times more shark sightings than there had ever been before because everybody was reading Jaws on the beach. There was actually a picture, I think in the Boston Globe at the time, of everybody on the beach reading Jaws and then the headline about the shark sightings. So, turns out that sharks attacking people is a relatively unusual phenomenon. Apparently, it's supposed to hit them on the nose. Although I don't think I ever want to be close enough to a shark to hit them on the nose. I think I just and the dum 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 with that woman swimming nude at night. I don't know. That was the one that scared the daylights out of us. But the summer blockbuster at this moment is also about the water, but it's about Finding Dory. It's about cute fish. As opposed to sharks, although there is a shark in this one. It made, I think, $136 million or something over the weekend. It was the perfect movie to release for Father's Day because dads took their kids to it. And I guess kids took their dads to it because it's about family, among other things. So Disney is having a great year. This is, I think, the 11th time since the first of the year, and we're just early June. So it's the 11th time in what, about, so it's 26 weeks minus about 5, so in 20 weeks. So basically every other week, Disney's had the top ranking movie, including Zootopia, which has made scads of money, and Finding Dory. So Disney's having a great year. And also Jungle Book, which I think is the best of the three. Although I like Zootopia. I didn't like Dory as much. The idea that... Of a memory deficit is a little scary and not very characteristic of young people, much more characteristic of older people, which is part of the reason I was going, I don't know. Wikimedia Foundation was founded in St. Petersburg, Florida on this day, 13 years ago. Who knew? St. Petersburg, Florida. There you go. All right, 855-993-7569. I guess I'll tell you my quick story. I'm very sensitive skin, and I went to a very famous store to where I usually buy cosmetics because they have you can see everything there as opposed to going to a department store or to an individual website. And I've since learned to not buy a product till they're very good about giving you samples. They don't give you large samples, but they'll give you a sample. And I just have very sensitive skin, so I've learned to get a sample of something before I actually buy it, because otherwise it's a pain in the neck. Well, I hadn't done it, and I'd bought this stuff a while ago and got a huge rash from it. And I thought, well, maybe it's just too sensitive for my skin, so I'll use it on body. Same problem, got a rash. So, you know, it's hard to kind of mobilize to take things back to a store because you usually have to argue with people and I have to find the time and whatever. And I have a very small pocketbook, so I took one of the things back. And they were very nice. They said, okay, where's your receipt? And I said, I don't have my receipt. And they said, all right, we'll give you store credit. And I said, fine, because I shop there all the time. So I said, well, I've got the other product. This is the cleanser. I brought the moisturizer as well. And they said, that's all right, just bring it back. So I took it in, not to the same store, I took it to the same chain the next day. And they said, no, you can't exchange it. And I said, why not? And they said, well, because we call this, you have to have the receipt. And I said, I don't have the receipt. And they said, well, we call this place, I think it's called TRE or something. And they bounced it. They said, no. And I knew why they bounced it, because I'd exchanged something within 24 hours. And so they said, well, just call them up and explain it to them. So I did today. The person spoke essentially no English, kept saying, you need the receipt, except in an accent that was nearly impenetrable. And I kept saying, I don't have the receipt. And I kept saying, you have to have the receipt. And I said, well, can I talk with the manager? And they said, no. And you can't exchange anything, or you have to hold on to it for 365 days. And I said, well, that's a year. And they said, yeah. So I called up the store thinking, well, okay, the store is the one who contracts with these people. And they said, no, we're just online. Call this store. So I called the store, and they said, all right, leave a message. You couldn't leave a message. The voicemail was all filled. So, you know, and this is a store that's very well known for being very customer friendly. So I will keep you informed of this, because it was just such a shocking thing. And what I realized, if I'd taken them both back at the same time, it would not have been a problem. But the issue was that I tried to exchange two things within a short period of time. So they figure, I don't know, that I'm a serial exchanger. And, you know, I specifically asked them. I said, oh, no, just bring it back. So I will. It's like $30 worth of stuff, which is not, you know, going to change my life, but it's still kind of irritating. And what I was going to do is just replace it with something else from the store. Not a happy camper. So, you know, we should probably have, let's put up on Facebook, what's your worst return story? Because I think everybody has one these days. Even stores that are really good at being at customer service and returning things, I think are not as much anymore. And I actually had a sponsor who was did cosmetics, and they told me, and I understand the reason why. They said that people would return their product essentially having used it all and filled it up with something else and tried to get their money back or something returned. And you know, I'm not a serial returner, although if something is wrong, I mean, if something's right, I will go out of my way to go and tell the company that I think they did a really good job. If something's wrong, I'll also tell them. But this one was the first time that they said, oh, no, you can't do this. So tell me your terrible return story. I'll keep you informed in this one. I have a sense that if I can just get somebody who's reasonable, all I want is a store credit on it. And I'm even willing to get a partial store credit on it. But it made me break out in a rash. So is the story. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jill, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I value your wisdom, and I'm hoping you can help me help my sister-in-law.
Okay, what's the problem?
Well, my brother, her husband, is just angry. He has a short temper. He seems to just say hurtful things to her, and she has three small children, and kind of might feel a little bit trapped. And
did she say something to you about it?
She didn't, no. Well, she has in the past. And I suggested maybe she should go for counseling on her own if he wouldn't go with her. But if she didn't take that advice, it's just so hard to
How old
watch.
Is your brother?
He's 40, around 40. 39.
And how old is your sister-in-law?
They're the same age.
How long have they been married?
About 8 years.
So the question to me is exactly what?
The question is, how can I help her maybe, I don't know, just be happier or realize that she doesn't have to put up with it?
Are you suggesting that she should walk away from your brother?
That's what I'm not sure of. I just feel kind of...
Well, I mean,
weird even giving her that type of advice.
I mean, it certainly is going to put you in a difficult situation, number one.
Right.
Number two, she's a grown-up. If she wants to walk away, she can. I think if you're going to deal with anybody on this equation, because it doesn't sound to me that she's really asking for your help.
Right.
I'd go to your brother. And, I mean, how often are you around your brother and sister-in-law?
Maybe once a month.
Okay. The next time you're over at his house, and it sounds to me it's certainly not uncommon for him to mouth off,
right.
I'd take him aside. I'd take, you know, either then, and I would take him aside. I wouldn't do it in front of her.
Right.
I'd either take him aside or take him out for, you know, coffee, and you can do it now. You don't have to wait till the next time. And say, you know what? You're my brother. I love you dearly. But, you know, does your dad behave like that toward your mom?
I think maybe he used to when we were growing up.
Well, is your dad still alive?
Yes.
Okay. I guess I would do two things. Why did your dad change? Do you know?
I think he just mellowed with age.
Probably not.
No?
No. If I, you know, I might do a little more investigation about that. It may be that your mother said, I've had it. I'm leaving. I might do a little more investigation about that. Or, I mean, and you can just go to your dad and say, Dad, you know, let me, I don't want to hurt your feelings, and this may be a rude question, but I remember you being, you know, a lot harsher verbally when we were growing up, and you seem to not behave that way anymore. What changed? And that would be very valuable information, because I would then go to my brother and say, you know what, I know we grew up in this environment where Dad yelled all the time, but you know what? Dad changed because Mom said she wouldn't put up with it anymore. Do you really want to put yourself in a situation where Sarah's going to say, you know, I've had it? I mean, this is, people can be aggravating, but don't you think there are better ways of dealing with your anger than yelling at her?
Right.
But so I do it as a two-step process. Regardless of what your father says, I still think if you want to do something, I would go to your brother, not, I mean, I think encouraging your sister-in-law to leave your brother is going to get you in trouble at Thanksgiving.
That's true.
All right, but you know, go talk to your dad.
But what
about
could I suggest to my brother? How could he change?
He can try anger management. He can count to 10. He can understand. I mean, go talk to your father. Find out what changed his behavior.
Okay, that's a good.
That's very valuable. All righty.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Kay, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a question. And my question is, how do I learn to live with my daughter's choices?
How old is your daughter?
She is almost 22.
How old are you?
I'm 39.
You had her when you were 17?
Yes.
Huh. Were you married at the time?
No. I didn't marry her father.
What are her choices that are making you unhappy?
Two major decisions she's made in her life is, number one, she married someone from a different country for an arrangement that he gets his green card, she gets...
Money,
yes.
Do they live together?
They do not live together. They're not together at all.
Well, I mean, that's done. So whether you approve of it or not, I mean, whether she did it because she needed the money or was helping a friend, that's done. So whether you approve of her choices or not, it doesn't make any difference.
She called me 2 hours before the wedding.
Well, but Kay, it wasn't a wedding, and it wasn't an emotional commitment. It was a financial arrangement, and you know, I mean, that's like saying, "Gee, she didn't call me before she put, you know, she made out a deposit slip in the bank." That's, you know, non-issue. Well, it's not a little different. It's completely different.
Yeah.
And she probably thought you wouldn't approve of it, which I mean, because it's somewhat fraudulent, so. I mean, there are certainly reasons not only tell you, but not to tell anybody. But so, all right, so what's number two?
Number two is she recently began working as a stripper at a local club in my hometown where I currently live. We both live in the same town.
Why do you not approve of that choice?
I'm totally against that field of work.
Well, I mean, but she may be against having children out of wedlock. So, I mean, listen, Kay, I'm not trying to be wicked to you, but she's a grown-up woman. She's a stripper, not a hooker. I mean, presumably, what's her highest level of education?
I think 10th grade.
Why did she not finish high school? And how do you not know what her highest level of education is?
It was 10th grade.
Okay, did she get a GED?
Actually, I think she started her junior year. Yes, she got her GED.
Okay. So why did she not
finish college courses?
Why did she not finish high school?
Depression. She went through a period of depression. She hated school.
Okay. But she's 20. Does she have children?
No.
And she's not married. Well, she's married, but not, but sort of more nominally
right.
than anything else.
Okay. And she is very open about these choices.
Well,
where I am, I, you know, people ask me, how is she? And I honestly don't. I don't know what to say. I don't want to talk about it.
I think I'd say fine things. How are you? I mean, they're just asking out of curiosity. If they really cared, they'd ask her.
Yeah.
Kate, you need to be careful that you're not confusing your daughter's choices that may make a whole lot of sense to her, number one, and choices that don't make a whole lot of sense to you, because she's a grown-up woman, and you can certainly, as her mom and someone who loves her, not judge her, but be curious and say, I don't quite understand this. Tell me why you did it. But you have to do it in a way that she doesn't feel threatened or judged.
Uh-huh.
But number three, it sounds to me that part of what you're concerned about is not your daughter's choices, but what the neighbors are going to think about your daughter's choices.
That's true.
Well, but that's a whole different ballgame. And
yeah.
I think as somebody who had a kid at 17, you may be particularly susceptible to that or particularly unsusceptible to it. But let me just point out, when you were 17, and hopefully this didn't happen to you, and if it did, then we can talk about that, that instead of your mom and dad being worried about a 17-year-old who's pregnant and with no boyfriend around, that they were worried about what the neighbors were going to think. That would have broken your heart. Because what you feel is, you know, look, it is what it is, but for you to be ashamed of me or you to care more about the neighbors than me and what's going on with me, be careful you don't do that to your daughter.
Well, I think this also goes back to growing up with my mother. I grew up in a single parent family who was an alcoholic, who would who had no problems with opening the door nude. I mean, I grew up in a really...
Well, but my dear, it sounds to me that you may need to do some work about that. But I would suggest that you do it rather than pass it on to your daughter. Your daughter is, I mean, she's stripping. She's not opening the door nude. She's getting money for it. It sounds like she's not an alcoholic. But be careful. I mean, first of all, whether you agree with it or not, she's a grown-up human being. She can do what she wants to do. If what you're saying is, don't tell me about it, I don't want to know, I think that's legit. But she's also going to feel like, you know, you're my mom, do not care about me. So if you're going to say, honey, look, you can make your own choices, but if there's stuff that you know is going to make me crazy, just don't tell me. But understand that means that you're not going to know.
Right. Well, she didn't tell me. I just recently found out she's been doing it for the last 10 months, so.
Well, I mean, but that tells you something about your relationship.
Yeah.
So going to her and saying, I don't approve of it, she knows you don't approve. That's why she didn't tell you. So maybe one of the things to do is to be really smart and surprise the daylights out of your daughter by not saying anything. And if she says something about, well, I'm stripping, say, honey, look, if I were in charge of your life, I would have you president of General Motors. But you're a grown-up woman, and you're going to do what makes sense to you. And I love you regardless of what you do to make a living. Because presumably that's true.
Yes.
And presumably if you ask her why she's stripping, she's going to tell you she can make a lot of money doing it.
Yes, that is probably the reason.
Well, I mean, if you're curious, you can ask her. But be careful about, you know, differentiate between your daughter and what she can do because she's grown up, what you want for her without judging her, and making sure that your daughter knows that you care more about her than what the neighbors think. And if the neighbors say something, say, you know what, she's my kid, I love her, and let it go. And the other thing to be aware of is to make sure that we're not revisiting our complaints with our parents on our kids. And, you know, we all swear that when we grow up, it's going to be different. And if we're not careful, what we do is find ourselves replicating exactly the things we disliked most about our parents and ignoring the things that we thought were really their strengths. So that's why therapy was invented. That's why the phone was invented. All you have to do is call me, 855-993-7569. I'm your friendly neighborhood therapist. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, a couple of news stories that really sort of grabbed me. One comes out of Denver, and I'll read you the headline, and then I'll tell you what my comment was, and then I'll tell you what the gist of the story was, all of which I think are alarming. The headline says, a man sues for $30 million after serving 13-plus years for murder he didn't commit. Okay. Well, we've seen those kind of stories before, right? Okay. My first comment to Manny was, I'll bet you a dollar. Not knowing anything more than the headlines, I said, I'll bet you a dollar it was a man of color. Well, sure enough. Lawrence Lorenzo Montoya. He's out of Denver. He's 14 years old when he was sentenced to life in prison for a murder he did not commit. He's now suing the city and county of Denver and the Denver Police Department for $30 million. I hope he gets every cent of it. On New Year's Day 2000, Denver teacher Emily Johnson was brutally killed and her car was stolen. Denver homicide detectives grilled Montoya for 2.5 hours, most of the time without even a parent present. They were yelling and screaming in his face, making up evidence, banging on the table, cording him against the wall, telling him he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison and should say goodbye to his mom. The tape shows detectives lying to Montoya about the evidence and statements from other teens. He told police he was joyriding in the stolen car the next day, but didn't commit the crime, wasn't there when it happened, and didn't know anything about it. At least 65 times he told police he did not have anything to do with her death. Finally, sobbing, he told police what they wanted to hear. "I, without a doubt, believe he was coerced," the district attorney said. He ends up being convicted of a crime because the police coerced him to confess. According to the lawsuit, the interrogation tape shows detectives coaching Montoya, now he's 14 years old, through the false confession, accused police of ignoring or lying about other evidence that cleared Montoya. Charged as an adult, convicted and sentenced to life in prison, spent 13 years, 7 months, and 13 days behind bars until a judge vacated the conviction in 2014 after new DNA testing exonerated him. That's awful enough. Stay tuned here. Fisher said it's hard to understand why an innocent person would confess, but points out, listen to this, 44% of juveniles exonerated by DNA were coerced into false confessions. 44%, that's nearly half. And that's that they have proved they've exonerated him. Who knows how many were not exonerated but didn't commit the crime either. There's nothing worse than a kid who at 14 goes into an adult prison facility. The district attorneys need to admit their mistakes, and I think it's more than a mistake. Their intentional conduct in fabricating and continuing this injustice. He's having a difficult time reintegrating into society, you think. We did that story about people who'd been sentenced to life imprisonment for nonviolent crimes in California and then being released, and how difficult it was for them as adults. So a 14-year-old who spent essentially half his life in prison. I mean, it's just, I hope he gets every cent of the $30 million, every cent of it. And the other problem is, if you think about it, not only did they ruin his life, but there's a murderer walking around, right? Whoever actually did the crime is wandering around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these stories, there was a play called Exonerated that I think Bob Balaban, was that who it was, produced years ago, and Richard Dreyfuss was in it. The reason I know is because I actually had them on my program, and I did something that I had not done before and have not done since, which I gave them the entire 3 hours, and they did the play as essentially a radio play. You have to remember, that's how radio started, is it essentially, not essentially, they did plays. They did Dragnet, they did Baby Snooks, they did, I guess Hallmark Hall of Fame was originally, I think, a radio show. They did The Lone Ranger, Dragnet, so they did all these. That's what people did. The things that you're watching on HBO were radio shows originally. People sat around the radio and looked at the radio and heard thum, thum, thum. It was called the Theater of the Mind. So I figured this was just such an important story, and this was taken, the play was taken from actual transcripts of people who were on death row. This was the extreme case. They were all sentenced to die, and they were exonerated, because appeals in this country go on for years, and they were all exonerated by DNA or other people confessing who actually did it. And it was just such an alarming thing that in a democracy that you could put people to death for things that they didn't do. And in theory, we've all decided it's better to let one bad guy go than to kill one good guy who didn't actually do it. I don't know that we've gotten a little inured to that philosophy, that we no longer go along with it. But a kid who was 14, who spent almost 14 years in jail for something he didn't do.
Hmm.
All right, so one of the things I thought we'd put up on Facebook for this is, tell me the worst miscarriage of justice you know about. This is kind of a sweeter story, because I try and offset the kind of gnashing teeth story with something that's positive. There's a guy whose name is Konami Hayashi. I didn't know him either. He's called the Father of Pepper, who's a humanoid robot from Japanese carrier SoftBank Mobile and French company Aldebaran Robotics. Pepper has circular doe eyes, a welcoming smile, is billed as a robot that can read your emotions, available for sale, and is even enrolled in school. Hayashi now has decided, okay, he sent Pepper off to school, so he's now deciding to create a robot that could serve as a true companion. We all feel lonely, Hayashi says. We lie if we say we don't. His ambitions for artificial intelligence and social robotics come as tech giants such as Google, Amazon, and Microsoft pour resources into building their own artificial intelligence. Why Amazon Echo and Google Home can answer history questions or order you pizza. The notion of a companion robot pushes the boundaries of artificial intelligence by not just figuring out who we are emotionally, but by simulating near-human levels of empathy and compassion. Pepper is just the first iteration. Turns out Pepper is not a breed of, this says his own, but I think it should be her own. Other robots, like social robot Jimbo, Osusu's smart companion Zenbo, and Paro, the seal, are all designed to offer companionship to varying degrees. The big question usually asked of these products is whether they will move beyond what a smartphone is capable of and truly be able to perceive and respond to human emotions. Reactions to the results of the current effort has been mixed, but with the evolution, there's good reason to be optimistic. So my question is that if you had an artificial robot, what would you have it do or say when you're having a tough day, right? And even if you don't get the robot, you may want to communicate it to some humanoid in your life, or even some human. 855-993, or even to me. 855-993-7539. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.